We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. And every once in a while, you know, we've got an opportunity to really, really help. And I love any opportunity to help. My buddy John Reed and I thought, you know, we're right here in September. Kids have just gone back to school. A lot of us who are parents are dealing with some of the issues that happen when a child goes back to school. And sometimes you find a situation, your child may be having difficulty in a class and you're trying to figure out why, right? They know the material. The teacher's a good teacher, they're a good student, but they're still having trouble. And a lot of times, what has happened is that the child has a real vision problem, and then we don't know about it. Well, there's an organization called Connexus, which is working very, very hard to make sure that every child in Central Virginia is able to see that board. I'm simplifying it, but that's the real goal here. Tim Gresham is the CEO for Connexus. Tim, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. It's really good to be with you today.
Tell us all a little bit about Connexus for Children's Vision.
Well, Jeff, we're a nonprofit organization. We've been around in Virginia in the Richmond area for about 60 years, but in the last several years, we've become a little more well-known because of the impact that we're having in public schools, identifying those kids, as you said, that are sitting in a classroom and just not seeing well. And so we have not only been identifying those students now, but also now we're kind of in the world of bringing eye doctors into the schools to provide eye exams on site and then ordering glasses and delivering those glasses back to students that need them. And vision is such a key part of being able to be successful in school, and yet we've got, you know, nationally on average about 25% of students that age are not seeing well, and then more in areas where there are, you know, pockets of poverty, that rate is more like 32, 33, and even 34% of the students that are sitting in a classroom not able to see as well as they should.
Wow. All right. So is this something that parents generally become aware of as the school year starts, or does it play out throughout the year?
It's really throughout the year. The vision screenings themselves are mandated by the state to occur in certain grades. And so what we've been fortunate to do in the past several years is to actually send technicians into the schools, provide a really high-tech, very high-quality vision screening, and then those reports of that screening go home with the students to their parents.
Okay, so what is it that that we need to do? What do we need to do to help you? Again, you're talking about 25% of school-age children having a vision problem that is, it's significant enough that it actually impacts their learning. So do we just need to be aware that our children need to take eye exams? Can we help other kids? What's our mission here?
Yeah, I mean, the mission of Connexus is to remove that poor vision as a barrier to a child's success. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, like I said, we've got to really be successful, take those doctors into the schools, provide the eye exams, and then the glasses. And they're just, you know, there are a lot of families that need help with that, and so we're there to provide that to them. We never charge the students for that, and it's really, I mean, I could tell you a ton of stories about the impact that it has for a child. I mean, if you think about a third grade child that mm-hmm. we find that has never really seen clearly,
right,
and we go back and deliver a pair of glasses made especially for that child and put those glasses on that child's face, you can imagine how their world can change at that moment.
Right.
It's such a simple solution. It's a pair of glasses, but it's not easy. for us to get to that point where we're providing those glasses, but it's simple. And we can use all the help that we can get in terms of funding. It's not inexpensive, as you can imagine,
mm-hmm.
to have equipment and take that equipment into the schools to provide eye exams and to bring a doctor there and an optician there. So I think that's kind of where this whole the idea of vision is elementary with WRVA sort of came about, is mm-hmm. to try to engage the community to help support our efforts to provide those services to the students in our neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's a great mission, Tim, and I want to share a couple of these facts, a couple of these statistics which really jump out at me. You talked about how one in four children, 25% of kids, have a vision situation, a vision problem that actually is significant enough to impact learning in poor areas. We're talking about one out of three. But some of these other ones also jump out. When you're talking about a traditional classroom setting, 80% of what a child learns is through vision. So if that child is attempting to learn that material, is attempting to be a sponge in that classroom, there's an awful lot of stuff that they're just not getting.
Right, and they're going to miss it. And even with remedial services, if a child's not seeing well, they're still not going to be getting it. And Jeff, particularly with the younger children, like kindergartners, they have no idea that they're not seeing well.
That's right. That's right.
They just know that they're not getting it, you know.
Yeah.
And so they don't have that frame of reference of really knowing what good vision is.
So most of us have been to the eye doctor at some point. We go there, we take these exams. If we need glasses, we get them made, and we're off to the races. But you were talking about bringing the doctors and the equipment into the schools, correct?
That's correct.
Wow.
That's exactly right.
All right. And that's everything? I mean, I'm just trying to think what's in my eye doctor's office. It just seems to be an awful lot of equipment to transport.
It is. I mean, it's a good bit of equipment, but we bring in there everything that's needed for an eye doctor to provide an eye exam.
Okay. Okay. And then for those children that do need corrective lenses, that do need glasses, you're also providing the glasses.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So let's be honest, all of this stuff is provided free, but there's no way in the world that you're able to not pay the bills. So we, of course, have a link. If folks go to newsradiowrva.com, you cannot help but click on this part that says Vision is Elementary, and we have a button there that takes you directly to a donation page. Give us an idea. If somebody says, okay, you know what, I'm listening to Tim, I'm listening to Jeff, I like this idea, I'd like to help some kids out, what are the dollar figures going to translate into?
Well, there are a few things. I mean, if you think of the comprehensive vision screening that we provide, and we provide that to about, last year, about 54,000 students across Virginia. It cost about $10 to provide that screening. So a gift of $10 would pay for that screening for a child. If somebody wanted to make a gift of $50 to Conexus, that would really cover the cost of an eye exam and glasses for a child.
Wow.
And then, you know, you can kind of go on up from there. A $500 gift would pay for our mobile clinic for a day at a school in the Richmond area. $150 would allow us to screen an entire classroom of students. So, you know, you can see that a gift really of any amount would be helpful in our mission to really give those kids a better shot at being successful in life.
Absolutely. Do you mind telling everybody Conexus? What does Conexus mean? Why that name?
Conexus is the Latin word for alliance.
Oh.
And so we see ourselves as really an alliance for children's vision, where we bring education and educators, we bring eye doctors, we bring ophthalmology and optometry, and everybody kind of together, and we serve as an alliance to bring those people together to provide what is needed to make a difference in the life of a child.
Okay. Well, listen, Tim, I appreciate all of the insight. Again, we're going to urge people, head on over to WRVA.com, newsradio WRVA.com. click on that link there, make a donation. And throughout this week, this Vision is Elementary Week here on News Radio WRVA, we'll be talking with a variety of people from your team, getting some updates, and hopefully getting out and talking to some of the kids who have benefited as well. Tim, I really appreciate you being here, and I just have this feeling we're gonna do some good work this week.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and thanks to all of your listeners for caring about giving these kids an opportunity to be successful in school and in life. And that's really what it's all about for us, to remove those barriers so these kids can be all that they can be.
Fair enough. Tim Gresham, the CEO of Kinexus. Now, I want to remind everybody, you head to newsradio.wrva.com, and you will see a beautiful child there wearing a great pair of specs. And you see the writing on the board, if you will, Vision is Elementary. You can read all about Kinexus. You can read about some of these really rather alarming statistics and percentages. And one of the most important things is the donate button. So if you've been thinking about it, you're hearing us talk about it. And again, throughout this week, John's going to talk about it in the morning. I'm thrilled to say I'm going to talk about it in the afternoon. And hopefully by the end of this week, we will have helped out Kinexus a little bit to help as many kids in our Central Virginia region as possible. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.